When I was 18 years old and a freshman in college, I attended my very first fall conference at Eagle Eye Conference Center in Lynchburg, Virginia. I sat in a large room towards the back, as good Baptists do, on the left side. And as I sat there, I heard people share stories. Stories that were accompanied with photos, music, some even wearing t-shirts with the word love. Stories of someone's located in different somewheres who were shown God's love. And as I sat there listening to those stories, a woman got up, sat on a stool with a giant guitar, and began to play. And as she played, the room and my heart grew very still. And then she began to sing. Somewhere tonight, someone is crying, but who will be drying the tears? And somewhere tonight, life can be frightening. Who will go calming the fears? And I realized in that moment that I wanted, needed, was called to be a part of the stories. Somewhere tonight, someone is lonely, with no hope and only a prayer. There were a few friends in that room that night, for I was only a college freshman. And there were many more strangers. But in that place, God spoke to me that God had a plan for me to share God with someone, somewhere. And I know that He spoke to many others that evening. And I know that God continues to speak to us today. Today I want us to look at a time when God spoke to Jeremiah. And so I invite you to turn to Jeremiah chapter 1. During the time of Jeremiah, the people had turned against God. And Jeremiah was appointed as a prophet to share with God's people the consequences that were ahead for them. You know, a lot of people thought that because they were God's people, things were going to be fine. There were even those who claimed to be prophets, telling the people that everything was okay, that the way that they were living was fine. But God had a different message. And so God spoke to Jeremiah. Hear these words from Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. The word of the Lord came to me saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Jeremiah was formed, known, chosen for a specific job. I don't know if you've ever known anyone who you looked at and said they are perfect for that job. I was a member of Monument Heights Baptist Church through their watch care program while I was in seminary prior to working here at Ridge. And every Sunday when I arrived at Monument Heights, there was a young man who would open the door for us. His name was George. And you'd get out of your car and he would be waiting and he'd open the door and he would say, "Good morning!" And he was so happy every week and so excited. And he stood out there and would open the door for you no matter what the weather. And I will tell you that in that moment, no matter what my morning had looked like, I saw God's love in him and I was excited to be there. And I thought it was wonderful that he was there to greet members and guests each Sunday. And I knew that he was perfect for that job. When I was in college, I attended a church in Fredericksburg. And my Sunday school teacher there was a man named Matt. And the first Sunday I went there as a college freshman, I felt like I had been there for years. Matt had a wonderful gift for working with college students, and that very first Sunday invited us all to his home for lunch and games. He served pizza, so I knew he was good people. He was perfect for his job. And Jeremiah was the one for the job that God had called him to. Verse 5 of Jeremiah chapter 1, "I formed you in the womb and I knew you." God knew Jeremiah. God had a relationship with Jeremiah. God chose Jeremiah. God was preparing Jeremiah even from the beginning. He was raised by a priest. So Jeremiah knew what it looked like, the things of God, the service of God. And God wants to have a relationship with each of us. God knows us, and God speaks to us through his word and in times of prayer and in several other ways along the way if we're watching and if we're listening. The first thing I want you to take with you today is that God knows you and chooses you for a purpose. God knows what he needs in each and every moment. God gives you gifts for those moments. God gives you the experience you need for the moments that he's called you to be in. God gives you the temperament that you need for the moments God has called you to. God called Jeremiah to a special moment. And each and every one of us has moments throughout our life that God calls us to. And at that Eagle Eyrie Conference Center that night, I knew that God had called me to a moment. As Anna continued to sing, and I realized that God was speaking to me, my own will began to speak to me as well. Somewhere tonight, someone is lonely, with no hope, only a prayer. Oh, but somehow tonight, I have been chosen to reach out. Do I dare? See, there's me. My selfish heart. And as I sat there and heard God's mission for me, I was afraid. And I began to question, would my disability get in the way? Did I really want to leave my friends and my family and go where God was sending me? What if I was mishearing God? My will, my fears, my inadequacies tried to talk over God's voice. And Jeremiah had some objections as well. Look in chapter 1 as we look at verses 6 through 8. "Ah, sovereign Lord," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am only a child." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a child.' You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." Jeremiah wasn't the only person who God called who had objections. In Exodus chapter 4, Moses said, "I am not good with words." In Amos chapter 7, Amos replied to God's call by saying, "I am only a shepherd. I take care of sycamore trees." And here in Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah says, "I am young. I do not have the gift of speech." There are things that we all have, inadequacies that we all see within ourselves that keep us from saying yes when we hear God speaking to our hearts. Jeremiah said that he was too young. God said, "Do not say, 'I am only a child.'" Jeremiah was looking at his life from an earthly perspective. But God saw Jeremiah in a different way. God would give Jeremiah what he needed, and God would give Jeremiah strength. We often see as the world sees, but God sees with a different set of eyes. And in Jeremiah, God saw a great prophet. And when Jeremiah accepted God's appointment, God gave Jeremiah words and told Jeremiah what to do. And the second thing I want you to take with you today is that God is present with us and works through our inadequacies to carry out God's purpose for us. So don't break yourself down. Don't be deceived with an earthly view. But step out in faith. Let God build you up and trust God's call and provision. Verse 8 reminds us that God is with us. For God says to Jeremiah, "I am with you, and I will rescue you." God is with each and every one of us. God is with us through our success, through our failure, through the mundane, through times of exhaustion, through times of doubt, and times of uncertainty. And that night that Anna was singing, I knew that God was with me, speaking to me and many others. Oh, there's me with my wandering way of living, and me with my selfish heart. Lord, help me see, help me be more like you and less like me. That night in that place, God called several college students to serve God that summer as missionaries all throughout the state, the country, and the world. God called them, equipped them, and worked through each and every one of our inadequacies. God touched us, and through that touch, each of us was able to touch others. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 9 through 10 reads, "Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, 'Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.'" The third thing I want you to take with you is that God touches us with the gifts and resources that we need to carry out God's plan. There were plenty of voices for God's people to listen to during the time of Jeremiah, but Jeremiah was the voice that spoke God's words. Hear verse 10 again. God says, "I have put my words in your mouth." God's words. Sometimes when we are following God and speaking God's word, it looks different than what is being spoken by others around us. Jeremiah was called to do a series of different things. God calls us each to do different things as well. Sometimes we may be called to a moment where something needs to end. Other times we may be called to start something new, to initiate a change. Sometimes we may be called to plant a seed. As we respond to that call, I encourage you to be persistent. For when we are obeying God, we don't always see the results. Jeremiah had to be persistent, and it was not always easy for Jeremiah. During the times where he followed God's call, he was beaten, he was put in prison, he was thrown into a well. And he had anguish for a people who would not turn back to God. God never says that we won't encounter opposition or disappointment or frustration or failure. God never promises that living the way God calls us to live is easy. But God does promise to be with us and to guide us and to hold us up. God knows you and has set each of you apart for several different moments throughout your journey. God has called you to go somewhere without fear. To speak to someone without fear. God is with each of us, reaching out to touch our lips with his words, to touch our hands and feet with the direction that God is calling us to go, to touch our hearts with love for someone, somewhere. And our job is to listen and respond. Somewhere tonight, someone is lonely, with no hope and only a prayer. but somehow tonight I have been chosen to reach out. Do I dare? Well, there's me with my wandering way of living, and me with my selfish heart. Lord, help me be more like you and less like me. To someone, somewhere tonight, and I may not know exactly who they are. Oh, but I'm sure I can see them, and they're not very far away from me. Well, there's me with my wandering way of living, and me with my selfish heart. Lord, help me see, help me be.